बताते तो पीछा दे ना ना दे ना
So now we will start this interview with Mikey McCleary of The Bartender. And if you're not familiar with The Bartender, they're based in Mumbai. He's been doing some amazing work, sort of updating in a new instrumental way with vocalists, but updating with an actual musical group rather than like doing remixes and chopping up an old song. He's actually re-recording them with a live band and brings in guest vocalists to do these amazing classic Bollywood tracks, and has two albums out now. It's The Bartender, and as I mentioned earlier, he was also, The Bartender was hired to be the house band for Amitabh Bachchan's 70th birthday. What a huge honor. We'll hear more about that and the band and how the band was formed by Mikey McCleary himself. Interview via Skype. One of the cool things I like to do for this show is bring you the artists and let them tell you about their music direct. These are artists from all over the world that we try to feature on a Music Talk on occasion from time to time. So this would be Mikey McCleary of The Bartender.
Hello, Mikey.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I'm here at the studio. I had a nice day off. It's a Sunday here. It's Sunday for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah. obviously with the time difference, it's been a little bit of a coordination effort, but I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
It's my pleasure.
So, Mikey, you're working out of Mumbai, India.
Yes.
And how long have you been in Mumbai?
I've been living here for 6 years, but I started working here earlier than that because I used to live in London, and basically started working in India about 12 years ago. So it took me 6 years of trips coming to India to finally get the courage to come and shift here.
And live there, yeah. And how long have you been working in specifically with Indian music? I mean, music that the world of Indian music is obviously vast. You've got classical Indian music on one spectrum, and then the film music. And how did you get first involved in the huge tradition of Indian music?
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll try and give you the slightly abridged version of this. But one point before that is that I was actually born in southern India.
Yeah.
And so I did have a family connection to India. However, I left when I was six, and so obviously that influenced my whole family.
Yeah.
And so I left. I left New Zealand. I left university and went and lived in London and worked in a studio in London where I really didn't have India on my radar at all.
Right.
And I got a, a knock on the door of my studio in Soho in London, and a Indian man said, "Hi, I'm your new brother-in-law." So my sister had moved to India, and she had married a singer. And he had come to London to do a recording, which didn't really work out. And so he had another weekend left in London. So I said, "Well, listen, come and hang out for the weekend in the studio, and we'll do a couple of songs." And those songs, he took them back to India, and they turned out to be big hits there. And we did an album, and that was a number one selling album in India. It was top of the charts for a long time. So it was just chance that happened. And from that point onwards, I was lucky enough to, you know, have that behind me and be able to work with a lot of different people. And so that singer's name was Lucky Ali. And so that was an album that I did, I don't know, 13 or 14 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard some of his stuff, and that's, mm-hmm. Wow, what a way to start. So that album was really popular. What was the name of that particular album that you were working on with him?
The album was called Suno. And so one of the main videos for that was a song called O Sanam.
Ali with O Sanam, and we're in the middle of an interview. That was actually Mikey McCleary's first sort of worldwide hit music project with, I guess, his brother-in-law, actually, as it turns out, Lucky Ali, who's now globally, internationally popular singer. And we're going to continue the interview here with Mikey McCleary. If we don't get the whole interview to be aired tonight, I will at least included in the podcast, which you can find at turquoisekid.blogspot.com or go to carlhom.net. But the real website you want to pay attention to right now is wrir.org, and that's the one where you can make your donation. All right, back to the interview with Mikey McCleary.
you're known as a composer and songwriter. Did you start with a primary instrument or?
I kind of simultaneously started with guitars and piano. When I was about 15. But actually before that, I flirted with playing the drums for 13, 14. I just, you know, fascinated by rock music, and I got a drum kit and really annoyed my parents. But then I got like more seriously interested in how do people create this amazing thing. And so I just started playing on pianos and guitars and learning how to copy music, you know, working out chords for songs and things. And once you start doing that, you then start making up your own things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, rhythm, having a sensibility as a drummer definitely translates well into Bollywood. There's so many different time shifts and Bollywood film songs is what I'm referring to. How did you first get an interest? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. How did you first discover Bollywood film music? I mean, obviously, if you're working grew up in India, or at least were born there, and also living in London, you must have heard a lot of it. Can you remember any particular films that really grabbed you as being not only masterpieces of cinema, but masterpieces of soundtracking?
In the world of Bollywood, you mean?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, from, you know, what the interesting thing, I mean, I really met too much of it when I used to live here as a child. I really don't have any recollection of that, and I came from a sort of a family where classical music was important in terms of Western classical, so when I first started doing music that was in Bollywood or Hindi pop music, then I was just guessing as to, you know, what might work for Indian ears. And in terms of my discovery of great Indian music from the past, that happened more when I shifted to India.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, it's a relatively recent thing for me where I was asked about 4 years ago to do an ad for Coke, where I was asked to take an old song and reinvent it.
Uh-huh. Which song was that?
It's a song called Tum Jo Mil Gaye Ho.
Uh-huh.
So that was a catalyst for me because the ad was very successful and it wasn't considered to be like a remix of an old song, because obviously there've been a lot of remixes of old music which haven't really necessarily always done the beauty of the song much help.
Yeah.
Tum Jo Mil Gaye Ho To Ye Lagta Hai Ke Jahan Mil Gaya Ke Jahan Mil Gaya Ek Bhatke से मिल गए हो
आता है होता है ये भी के जमी से भी कभी आसमान मिल गया के जहां
So once I did that one track, I was quite fascinated by all the old music from old films in the 60s and 70s, and sometimes even earlier. So I started listening to a lot of old music and decided to do a whole album of sort of like jazzy, sultry versions of these old beautiful melodies. And so that's when I started to really get a love for and an appreciation of old Hindi cinema music.
And that's where the bartender comes in, the bartender as a group and as a concept, right?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
And when did you start working on that first full-length, was it basically a full LP, Shaken Not Stirred?
Well, pretty soon, like within about 6 months of that first TV ad, I had done the whole album, and in fact, even before I'd released the album, people had sort of heard that I was doing this, and a director came to see to listen to the album, a guy called Bijoy Nambia, and he had a sequence in his film, a film called Shaitan, And he said he heard me, my version of Koya Koya Chand, and he said, listen, let's put this in the film. So that was a nice thing, because that became popular, and it meant that I could release effectively what was an independent music album that was of old Hindi cinema songs, but it also, you know, one of the songs was in a modern Bollywood film.
Oh, liye humne chale hai jinke liye dil kuch kahe wo chup chup rahe koi zara ye unse kahe na aise aazmao
that you did. Was it Coke? Also featured an actress who, Kalki Kochulin, right? Is that how I'm pronouncing her name right? She was recently in blockbuster Ye Jawani Hai Diwani and appeared at one of your recent album release for the 2012 Bartender EP. She was there at that release, right?
Yes. Yes.
And so with the connection with some more well-known Bollywood personalities, I also was interested in how you were connecting with the singers that you work with, because some of those singers are pretty well-known.
Yes. Yes, they are. You know, it's been a while since I've been working here. So all of those singers that I've worked with in my recordings have... I've worked with beforehand, you know, in ads or in whatever way. So it's a lovely music industry here where it's big enough to be interesting, and yet a lot of people all know each other.
Yeah.
And it's a very warm and sort of welcoming industry. Actually, I found as somebody who's obviously moved here from outside.
Yeah.
Industry. And so, I mean, all these singers over the years have just become friends of mine, and I'm still discovering new singers all the time.
For instance, the song Ye Sama Sama Hai Ye Pyarka from the 1965 film Jab Jab Phool Khile. Who is that singer?
That's a singer called, you're talking about the singer on the version that I've done, right? Mauli Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Mauli Dave is... she's a well-known singer here, and she's very much part of the Bartender, and she's, you know, we do a lot of gigs with Mauli. When we do our gigs, we have three singers on stage, all sort of, you know, with a big fancy old-fashioned chaise longue, and so it's almost like a theatrical, slightly cabaret kind of experience.
It's awesome.
Doing really well singing film songs, and she was brought up in America, but trained in classical Hindustani singing, and she, I think she's pretty much permanently in India now.
Yeah, yeah. So most of these different singers you've met just through connections and working in the music industry over there, and there's quite a bit of synchronicity in just how you end up bringing different people into these projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that first album has a lot of great tracks from classic movies. One of my favorites with Devanand, Taxi Driver. You do Babuji Dire Chalna. There's a song from Pakiza on there, Chalte Chalte Yun Hi Koi. It's just an incredible album, and I was really I know that there's a couple other, at least a handful of other groups around the world that are doing new versions of classic songs in their own way. But I love the way that you've you put your impression on these songs, but in a way that doesn't sort of ruin the harmonies and the subtle beauty of a lot of these songs.
The melodies are very important, of course. And back when the songs were recorded, really the melody and to a degree the rhythm were really the dominant things. And if you listen to these old recordings, sure, there are chord progressions and there are harmonies, but they really take a back seat in the mix and even in the arrangement style. So there was there's a lot of opportunity for me to sit down with these melodies, absorb the melodies, and change the chord progressions and the bass lines to, I guess, at least in my opinion, to hopefully enhance the melody more. Because back in those days, the harmony of the other instruments, the bass and the chord progressions were not really given as much emphasis. But you know, it's like the beautiful woman who's been wearing the same clothes for a long time, or the clothes are a bit out of fashion or something. And you put, you know, the beauty is in the woman, of course, but the you know, wearing some new clothes can enhance that beauty.
That's an interesting way to describe it. sort of under a time constraint here, but I wanted to just try to ask you a little bit more about the 2012 EP that you put together, which was interesting for many reasons. One thing that ties them all together is they're all from movies starring Amitabh.
Yep. This was a conceived album, and you know, I was actually asked to make this album as a tribute to his 70th birthday.
Oh wow!
And we performed live at his birthday party.
Wow!
And then you know, as part of the event, people were given CDs, and you know, were given a gift CD as they left. So, it was all done really for that one event.
Wow.
And that was a great experience. And
what an incredible honor.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I mean, these are huge hit songs. Kaike Pan Banaraswala, that's like, if that doesn't get a crowd going, nothing will.
Are bhang ka rang jama ho chaka chak hir lo pan chaba. Aha. Are aisa jhatka लगे जिया पे पुनर्जन्म होई जाए ओ खई के पान बनारस वाला ओ खई के पान बनारस वाला खुल जाए बंद अकल का ताला ओ खई के पान बनारस वाला खुल जाए बंद अकल का ताला फिर तो ऐसा करे धमाल सीधी कर दे सबकी चाल ओ छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला ओ छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला ओ खई के पान बनाओ रस वाला खुल जाए बंद अकल का ताला अरे राम दुहाई कैसे चक्कर में पड़ गया हाय 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 कहाँ जान फंसाई मैं तो सूली पे चढ़ गया हाय हाय कैसा सीधा साधा मैं कैसा भोला भाला हाँ अरे कैसा सीधा साधा मैं कैसा भोला भाला जाने कौन घड़ी में पड़ गया पढ़े लिखों से पाला मीठी छुरी से हुआ हलाल छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला ओ छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला
I guess that's another case of taking what's actually a very traditional folk type arrangement. I mean, I know that the song itself is lyrically it's a very strong song, but in terms of it from a musical point of view, the arrangement is very folk in the original.
Yeah.
Once again, without chord changes and whatnot, and I've sort of thrown a lot of chord changes and I don't know, given it some kind of a ska feel. And I mean, one thing that I've tried to keep as a signature through pretty much all of the Bartender stuff is brass, and so trumpet and saxophone are pretty much there in almost yeah. all of the arrangements I do, and it makes such a big difference. And live, of course, it adds so much energy.
Yeah. Another song on that EP that is great is just for the fact that Amitabh's actually playing guitar in the scene of the movies from Sharabi from 1984, Intaha Go Ho Gai Intezar Ki. He's actually strumming the guitar in the song in the movie.
Thank you. प्यार की
We have seven musicians and we have three singers. So that's our lineup, which I mean, we're lucky enough to have a keyboard player who also plays trombone. So he makes it a three piece brass thing when we need it. But otherwise we have trumpet, we have sax. And then, as you'd expect, drums, bass, percussion and guitar. I have a third album, which is, you know, I'm just fine tuning it. It's basically all recorded and it's set to go. And I've made one music video for it already, and I make another couple of music videos. So, and we play two or three times a month. But the only thing is, with a big band like that, it is a little expensive to play,
right?
You know, to get payments for musicians. So, what we do is obviously you're probably aware of the Indian wedding being a big thing.
And yeah.
Get booked to play a lot of events that are either corporate or big weddings or engagements and things like that.
Or Big B's birthday party, for instance.
Right. Yeah. So basically, you know, events where there is a budget that can afford a 10-piece band.
Yeah.
And but you know, we'd like to get. Now that we're doing a lot of those, we like to throw in a few festival gigs and, you know, club gigs and things.
So you're working on a new album.
Yep. You'll be expecting it to be released in about 2 months, because I have to do a few more music videos. The title, I'm still deciding on the title. It'll be back in the same zone as the first album in terms of it will be probably called, you know, Classic Bollywood with a Twist or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe Classic Bollywood on the Rocks, or yeah. So it'll come back to the sort of the theme of the whole thing being a bit sort of cocktail loungy.
Yeah.
There's going to be eight tracks on the album. It's a range of tracks, but most of these tracks are 60s and 70s,
yeah,
and a couple of 80s.
I just think the stuff you're doing is brilliant, Mikey, and you know, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
My pleasure, really. Thank you so much for your appreciation, and I'm really, really happy to hear somebody on the other side of the world enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good luck to you with everything. I hope you have a wonderful day in the studio, and hope to keep in touch with you also, Mikey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much, Carl. All the best to you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chumma, chumma, deva.